Case number 10019, Mark Cleaver, south of Kingsbridge Road, being lot 23, block 7, section B, within Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club development. A variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Name address.
Mark Cleaver. Okay. 283 Fallon.
Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Do you explain to the board your need for this variance?
We're planning to build a house on this lot, and we want to put a pool in the backyard, too. And the lot's 120 feet deep by 100 feet wide. And the county requires us to set off the front property line 30 feet. And I'd like to move it ahead 5 feet, which will still be within the restrictions of the country club, Rehoboth Country Club. They require that you be 25 feet back for the front setback. So the house we're planning on building is about 55 feet deep. If I set back off the front property line 30 feet, and I have also, we're on a canal, so I have a bulkhead to contend with. It has pilings driven in the ground to support the bulkhead, so I have to be roughly about 10 feet off the bulkhead in with the pool. So it's a matter of we're getting, you know, less and less room to be able to accommodate a pool. So I just feel like that 5 feet would just give us a nicer area, and when you walk out the back door, you won't be right on top of the pool. So the width of the lot is somewhat narrow too, and I want to have the garage entrance from the side, which is more appealing, I think, to most people, instead of having garage doors facing out. So the house has to be a little deeper than wide. So that's more or less what I was, you know, after. It looks like to me, I called the county and they said there's been some other variances on this particular street. There's, I think, about six lots up from me. Somebody put in for one in 2000, maybe around 2000, for the same front setback. And I think that he received that. But that's, you know, that's basically it. We're just looking to get us a little bit more room. The other thing is if from the edge of the street, the blacktop, to where my property physically starts, where the survey is about 30 feet already. That's not even my property from the road. And then I would be another 25 feet beyond that. So my house would be about 55 feet off the street, roughly, thereabout, you know, if I received the 5 foot variance. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what we're looking for.
Any questions from members of the board? Any correspondence?
We have one letter in favor from his neighbor on lot one, Dorothy and Alvin Goldberg.
Thank you.
And I have a copy of the restrictions here with me if you need to look at them.
No.
Okay.
Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the lot is somewhat unique in that it is bulkheaded and that there is quite a substantial distance from the pavement to the property line. I don't believe that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief, so I would move that we approve case number 10019.
Second. Been regularly moved and seconded. We approve case number 10019. All those in favor, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.